Montezuma Avenue in Cortez, Colorado, has been home to many of the founders and people who built Cortez over the last 130 years. Over the next three episodes, we will tour the historic buildings of Montezuma Avenue, the history of Cortez, and the people who built it with the help of June Head, a lifelong Cortez resident and historian for the Montezuma County Historical Society. This first episode focuses on the original founding and planning of Cortez and the early buildings along Montezuma Avenue. In 1885, James W. Hanna recognized that the land in southwestern Colorado could be desirable to farmers, if only he could bring irrigation to the area, and founded the Montezuma Valley Water Supply Company with plans to provide water to up to 50,000 people and to irrigate up to 200,000 acres. The Cortez Land and Title Company was established to develop real estate in Cortez. The town plat was recorded on December 22, 1886 by civil engineer M.J. Mack, laying out the original 160 acres of Cortez. Streets were arranged in cardinal directions with 25-foot-wide lots in 300-foot-long blocks. When Cortez was platted, it contained only a total of 10 blocks in town. Main and Market Streets were to be the business district, and Montezuma Avenue, the highest elevation in town, was the prime residential real estate. Montezuma Avenue is an east and west street and lays along the highest ridge in Cortez. It was planned with 120-foot right-of-way, with a tree-lined median and irrigation ditch providing water to the rest of town. James Hanna was quoted in the January 1, 1888 edition of the Durango Herald saying, "Montezuma Avenue is an east-west street and lays along the highest ridge in Cortez. Through its center will be a running stream of water, on either side of which are to be planted rows of shade trees, with sidewalks along the water edge and driveways on each side of the avenue, similar to Cleveland, Ohio. From this main street, all other streets will be watered the same as Salt Lake City, Utah." The water distribution system was never built, but the tree-lined median remains the heart of Montezuma Avenue. One of the earliest buildings on Montezuma Avenue was the Congregational Church at 28 East Montezuma, at the corner of Market and Montezuma. Originally built in 1889, it was destroyed by fire in 1930. The ecclesiastic use of this site continues today. It is now the St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church, built in 1950. The Catholic Church is built in the Romanesque Revival style, with character-defining features including the round arched windows and doors. In 1890, the Cortez School District purchased two lots on East Montezuma and hired Peter Backstrom to build a schoolhouse. The building at 23 East Montezuma was a two-story stone building. In 1923, the school district added classrooms to the high school and sold the building to Robert J. Bryce.
They no longer had any use for that building as a school. And a family by the name of Bryce came over here from Durango. And Mr. Bryce passed away not too long after they were here, but he did manage to tear out the top story of the school. And so it became actually a one-story house, or one and a half, I should say, because I had friends who lived in it, and they said you would go in the front door, go up the stairs, and then you found this, I don't know that it was completely high ceiling, but an area where there was two bedrooms and a sitting room. One of the families who bought it converted the top, and they still had the two bedrooms and the sitting room, but they took a closet and made a little bathroom out of it. But that was always really quite a house as far as anybody was concerned. Mrs. Bryce loved children, and so you could walk by Mrs. Bryce and she'd usually come out and visit with you, and she was always glad to see you. She had the old school bell, after they took down the steeple or whatever you would want to call it, and she had it out in the front yard, sitting next to a rock, and it was a great big bell, and so she didn't know what else to do with it, so she filled it with dirt, and it always had a lot of flowers in it, and of course, we were told that we couldn't go close to the bell in case it might tip over or something like that. But during World War II, they were having a scrap drive, and they went by Mrs. Price's house and saw this old school bell. And they wanted to know if she wanted to donate it to the soldiers, and she said yes. So they emptied out the dirt and the flowers and took the bell with them.
The only other building along Montezuma Avenue to have survived from the 1800s is the Soane's House at 147 East Montezuma, the corner of Montezuma and Ash. It was built around 1894 by John Soane's, a stockman and mercantile owner. In the next episode, we will explore the challenges that caused building to slow along Montezuma Avenue and the homes built in the first decade of the 20th century. To learn more about historic Montezuma Avenue and historic preservation in Cortez after you've listened to all three episodes of this series, visit www.cityofcortez.com/312/visiting or the front desk at Cortez City Hall, where you can find the walking tours for historic Montezuma Avenue and Ash Street. This podcast was made possible with the help and research of Jill Seyfarth, who conducted the building survey of historic Montezuma Avenue, June Head, historian for the Montezuma County Historical Society, and Patricia Lacey and Linda Toll of the Cortez Historic Preservation Board, and is a production of KSJD Community Radio Project. The activity that is the subject of this material has been financed in part with federal funds from the National Historic Preservation Act, administered by the National Park Service, U.S. Department of Interior for History Colorado. However, the contents and opinions do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the U.S. Department of the Interior or History Colorado, recommendation by the Department of the Interior or History Colorado. This program received federal funds from the National Park Service. Regulations of the U.S. Department of the Interior strictly prohibit unlawful discrimination in departmental, federally assisted programs on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, or handicap. Any person who believes he or she has been discriminated against in any program, activity, or facility operated by a recipient of federal assistance should write to Director, Equal Opportunity Program, U.S. Department of the Interior, National Park Service, 1849 C Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20240.